Many composers stay within the realm of a certain type of music. Whether it's variations of jazz or deftly twisting traditional classical music into their own vision. Then there's Daniel Bernard Romain. His vision spans a dizzying array of genres. NPR's Allison Keyes has this profile.
Daniel Bernard Romain's compositions are deep and rich, with layers of flavor that caress your tongue like a glass of red Bordeaux. So are his eyes, especially when he talks about his music. His first instrument at age 5 was the violin.
Sometimes instruments choose you. I was really drawn to it. You know, to me it was just the coolest thing. You know, the instrument, playing the instrument, the sound, as you said, the sounds that it makes, the screaming, the guttural sounds. A lot of my friends were in rock bands and garage bands. Everybody played drums, piano, guitar, keyboards. I mean, everybody was a multi-instrumentalist. Everybody wrote songs. Everybody sang. So I just started doing what everybody else was doing.
Romain is described on his website as Beethoven meets Lenny Kravitz. His compositions often have titles like Hip Hop Study and D Minor, which you hear in the background. He's often lauded for his ability to weave a musical tapestry of hip hop and classical themes.
You know, it's a language. My parents are from Haiti. They speak French fluently, they speak Creole fluently. Very different. The fact is, my mother, when she really gets worked up, she, in one sentence, might contain English, French, and Creole, seamlessly put together. You know, and it's something new.
Romain is 32 and says people his age grew up listening to constantly changing soundtracks comprised of many different kinds of music. Besides, he says, the blending of classical and hip-hop, a la the Wu-Tang Clan using Strauss and Carl Orff, has been going on a long time. He just reversed it and writes pieces where an orchestra, string quartet, or violin can rock. Romain says his Voodoo Violin Concerto No. 1 is one of his favorite compositions.
It does have to do with speaking the language. You know, so I think some composers have tried to look at hip-hop, tried to look at jazz, and they fail because they don't really speak the language. Stravinsky failed at trying to use jazz. Debussy certainly failed at trying to incorporate jazz and ragtime into his music. I hope I'm getting it right. I certainly grew up listening to hip-hop. I certainly grew up listening to classical and playing classical music. I feel like I speak both languages. I got my ear to the ground. You know, I'm trying to keep it real. I'm trying to be a responsible and educated composer.
This Haitian American, with his coffee and cream complexion and dreadlocks cascading nearly to his waist, often offers very intense interpretations of his creative process. Take his composition, Segregation Song. One version is instrumental.
It also exists as a song with lyrics. The chorus is, sometimes I feel like they might tie me up, chain me up, drag me down a dirt road hanging out of the back of a pickup truck. And as the pieces of me are ripped from my black body, in these times I do believe in my own segregation. So the song, yeah, it's about James Byrd. It's about that. It was about Trent Lott at the time, remember that? His use of that word, or the implication of segregation, how things would have been better, would have been different. You know, he went from hero to martyr, I think, for some people.
Among many other things, Daniel Bernard Romain is a musical director and principal composer for the Bill T. Jones Arnie Zane Dance Company. The depth of the music he writes for this 25-year-old organization all but creates a picture frame around the stylized movements of the dancers in pieces like Jones' work, Reading, Mercy, and the Artificial Nick. For the piece, Romain created music to illustrate Jones' vision of it as a story of forgiveness, not race.
I created what I thought was my take on a Protestant hymn, a very simple scalar succession of notes. And from this very simple melodic idea, the entire score is generated, the entire 45-minute score. almost like a movie composer. You know, it changes, it modulates, it's a canvas.
Romaine says if he can create something he's never heard before and people want to hear it, then he might have a successful track. He will join the Bill T. Jones Arne Zane Dance Company in New York this weekend at Aaron Davis Hall. Allison Keyes, NPR News, New York.